Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today by telephone, we have Randy Farrell. He's the Chief Executive Officer at the Mankato Clinic. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
And also the Chief Medical Officer at the Mankato Clinic, Dr. Julie Gernt. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, last week we talked a bit about recruiting physicians to hospitals and clinics in rural Minnesota and some of the challenges that come along with that. Being a successful healthcare delivery organization doesn't come easy, I would imagine. Financially is what I'm saying, making all the ends meet.
I think even more so in rural because, again, the volumes aren't there really to generate significant revenue, and often the payer source in rural tends to be more heavily Medicare and Medicaid, which tends to be a lower payment rate than what you would receive from commercial insurance. So that is a challenge that I think is also kind of unique to rural healthcare. You know, there have been some programs over the years that have been implemented that have helped a lot. One is for smaller rural hospitals, Critical Access Hospital Program, and we hope that program will continue. It's been reviewed in recent years, but it really helps these facilities survive and provide that safety net for people that choose to live in these rural settings.
Has the Affordable Care Act made an impact on any of that?
One of the great things about the Affordable Care Act is that it supports changes in how providers are paid for services so that not all of our reimbursement is tied to a single face-to-face encounter with a patient. And we have more incentives now for the results of our work, for quality outcomes, and for keeping the cost of care lower for patients. What that means is that we can direct resources towards new and creative ways that might be more effective and beneficial for patients. An example of that is being able to provide nurse case managers to help patients that have very complex conditions manage their care. That helps us coordinate specialty services that might be obtained at a distance with the primary care in the community and gives us the opportunity to create new ways to provide services. For instance, we're learning how to use technology to monitor how people are doing at home and using technology to provide services that traditionally have only been provided in a face-to-face encounter.
Speaking of technology, is there one sort of universal platform that all healthcare delivery organizations use?
There is not.
Okay.
Not today, but there is a lot of effort underway to look at how do we create that infrastructure and create what they're calling health information exchanges. I think we're a ways off in having that in place, unfortunately.
Julie and Randy, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
All right, thank you.
Randy Farrell, he's the Chief Executive Officer at the Mankato Clinic, and Chief Medical Officer Julie Gernt has also been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.